All right, it was very special share today. Very very different than our regular Sunday share. But as I last week was learning the Inyan of the Egel, and I knew that I was not going to be a Shabbos. I knew that I wasn't going to have the chance at any other share. Usually, this would be like a Friday night share. Share with the Olam with just hear some Mahalach in the Parsha. But I never had that chance this weekend. But I could not go, and it was very, very difficult for me to be able to contain myself and not to be able to hold this in and not to share with someone. I did part of it. Not all of it, but part Wednesday night I did the Olam. But even Wednesday night this week was the number of simchas. So weren't that many from actually the shul. There were other people there, not from the shul. So I will therefore apologize beforehand today. But our shiur today is not going to do. It's going to deal with the end of the shiur. We'll deal with the daf. We're going to discuss the merdik shot dealing with the eagle. But we are going to head into a very, very different type of a shiur today. So this shiur is for me. As time went on, tried to find the mekaymis, the mara mekaymis, and then add to develop a thought. But in order for us to begin, let us start with the Zera Baruch, and we will come back to it later on. The Zera Baruch brings down the Sefer Tziyuni, the Sefer HaMekubalim. And he brings down that in the year, I put it on the sheet here, so those that want to see it inside, in the year, Yaakov Avinu was 92 years old, and 92, that is when the Egyptians, they were mamluch, a kaisen. They were mamluch, a magician, and his name was Apish. And he made himself into a god. So we have this person called Apish, who turned himself into God. And what he used to do is, Apish made Apish piksama, through his magic, he made an egel echad. He made a calf. And the calf on the right eye, there was al-ayin yimin shel egel, was Kain Levana. And every day, this egel, he would bring it up, b'chol pamin ha-yar, b'dalat shayz b'yad. The fourth hour of the day, this egel would fly in the avir, the Egyptians would praise Ad Names Minister until it would fall back into the water, and this was done every day. And then the Sefer Tziyuni brings down Yesh Oymen, not every day, once a year, and they call that day Yom Apish. That was the day of the holiday. So the Bnei Yisrael now are looking for a intermediary. They need this. What are they going to create? They're going to create what was created years ago in the days of Yaakov Avinu. What did they create? Says the Sefer Zera Baruch. They made this day Yom Apish. Because they knew from the Egyptians, Asheru Aviyim. They already knew this about this Avodah Zarah. They knew this Avodah Zarah. They now, they're just reinstituting an Avodah Zarah that they had from years ago. We will, of course, get back to this, but the shar, or the ego, was already an Avodah Zarah used in the days of Yaakov Avinu, the Bnei Yisrael. We're going to see how this, so why would the Bnei Yisrael now go back to some Avodah Zarah used years ago? You're talking a few hundred years previous that this was used. Therefore, we'll head into we'll start the share now. This is just because we're going to come back to this later on. We begin with the psukim that we read yesterday in the parsha, and we're going to go through the Zayar today, Mirtz Hashem, and the Olam will see a pshat, which I feel will really give a new twist to the whole story of the ego, and then we'll speak. I did have to speak yesterday. And I said over Basai, and of course everyone there wants to know, they hear the word Basai, and they wonder where am I looking at the Basai for. The Dalam is going to see how it all is going to connect, and then I'll share with the Dalam what I said yesterday. Says the Pasuk like this, let's begin the shir. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Leich Rei. So Bnei Yisrael are dancing, they're singing, and Hashem says to Moshe, go down, Hishiches Amcha, your nation is an abomination. They have become they're a nation that are mushchasim. Asher halei samaritz Mitzrayim. You took them out from Eretz Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, what do you mean your nation? Lechre kishiches amcha asher helesam erisayim. Why doesn't it say my nation? My nation. So Rashi, chiches amloy nemar ela amecha. Because these were the Erev Rav. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, mekabel me'atzmecha v'giyartem. But loy nem lachti di. You didn't ask me. We'll see the Zohar says that Moshe Rabbeinu did ask. Hashem didn't agree. And Moshe Rabbeinu still, where that he was mekabel the Erev Rav. Well, Marco, and you said Moshe Rabbeinu toiv sheidapu geirim b'shchino. They're the ones. They're your nation, meaning Hashem did not want them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav are Moshe Rabbeinu's. They're considered Moshe Rabbeinu's. Says Rashi. Another Rashi. Rashi says in Pasuk Dal, just going backwards. Ego Masech. It's two shots in Rashi. We're going to speak about the first one. Kivin shlichu la'ar. So what happens over here? They throw into they take all of the jewelry that was collected. They throw it into the fire. Bam chashvei erev rav. Rashi tells us who the erev rav were. Who are the erev rav? Many, many different shatim. We are going to. I gave a shiur on this Friday. It was 2 years ago, Friday night. We're going to go with one mahalach that it was the erev rav. The erev rav were the mechashvim. They were the magicians in Mitzrayim. Sha'olu imayim in Mitzrayim. Well, so the shop through their kishet, they created an eagle. Why an eagle? But it was these mechashvei erev rav. Who were the mechashvei erev rav? So there's a Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma says like this: Vayarom kiboishes ma'isa. The sixth hour comes. Why do they wait till the sixth hour? We'll see. Miskansu arbayim el. There were 40,000 erev rav. Shaolam and Yisrael. Ushnei chartumim mitraim. There were two Egyptian chartumim. So they were these head magicians. Ushmaisam, what were the names of these magicians? Yainus and Yamprus. Some say that's where Yainus is January. Janus is Yainus. And that's why the first month of the year is January after him. And then you have December, which is Yamprus. And these two were the magicians. They were the ones by Pari that counted Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshe shekasuv, v'yasu gam hem chartumim mitzrayim b'lo ateyem. The Kalukum and Aaron. Now they come to Aaron. So the Erev Rav were the two big. They were the leaders. There were 40,000 according to Medrash Tanchuma. 40,000 Erev Rav. Who were the leaders of the Erev? Who were the leaders? These two Yambrus and Yonis and Janus. Who were their father was Bilam. Bilam was the father. The Medrash says he has these two children that are the Mechashim. Two children are Mechashim. They were the ones who started the whole. At what hour of the day did they start this? In the sixth hour of the day. Comes along the Zohar. We learned the Zohar over here. Because what we're going to answer today is before we go weiter, the questions that I'd like to answer, which the Vilna Gaon on the Zohar, we're going to get to that later, also talks about, is we daven Shachris, we have to Chatzais, we supposed to daven by Zman Tfilo, but this is Zman, Shachris. Shachris is till Chatzais. We have Ma'ariv. We have the whole night to daven Ma'ariv. Yes, the Gemara says he tried to daven Ma'ariv before Chatzais. Comes to Mincha, we have two times to daven Mincha. We have Mincha Gedolah and Mincha Ketana. But what are these two Minchas? Mincha should be from 12:30 till whenever Shkia is or till whenever Tzeis is. Why do we have this Mincha Gedolah time, a Mincha Ketana time? When's better to daven? Is it some whole Mincha Gedolah is better, some whole Mincha Ketana is better? The Gra wants to know, where did it come from, this din of Mincha? We're going to see that the afternoon is called Erev, because we do see Erev Avayikim and Saharayim. We're going to now head into the Zohar, where the Zohar is going to introduce to us this, the who the Erev Rav were, what happened with the Erev Rav. Try to read you the Zohar as best as we can with the definitions. I don't want to learn today. We'll learn some Zohar, try to not go through every line over there, but the main parts, and this way you'll be able to say it over. Vayaram kibayishis ma'isha, says the Zohar. Me'enam in an Erev Rav. Who are these people? Man Erev Rav. Who are the Erev? Is the Erev, because others learn Erev Rav is a mixture of many. That would literally be translated a mixture of many, many nations. And that's the Zayas question. Were he Ludim? Were they the Ludim? Were they the Kushim? Were they Kaftirim? Were they Tugrinim? Says the Zayar, and that's why they're called Erev Rav? No, it can't be. They were Egyptians. They were taken from Egypt. The Ilu Haya, if it's true, like the others are saying, Arvuvia da Amin, that it's many nations, Abalilimich, why doesn't the Torah write? Era Rav Olu Itam, it says Allah Itam. We'll see, the Zohar says, if the Olu is plural, But if it's all one nation, says the Zohar, Allah, the Pasuk says, Erev Allah, Itam, Amachad, Haya, Hava, Belisha, Chad. They have one language, they were one people. Allah says the Zohar. So who were they? So Zohar tells us, besides the Yamrus, and we're going to see he does bring them down too, Kol Charshim Mitzrayim, all the Egyptian magicians, the Kol Chartume Dohain Hava, it was all from them. The Chartume, Zohar explains, when did they convert? When did they go to Moshe Rabbeinu? Zohar tells us that they come to Moshe Rabbeinu after Kenan. They see that Kenan, they have no kayach, they have no power to create Kenan. But yeah, they try to do it. The boy will make him. They see Kiva and the Chamunis, and they see all these miracles of Pli and Dav and Maisha. And it's Ryan. Oh, Maisha, you can do it. We can't. We can't do Kenan. So right after Kenan, they go to Maisha Rabbeinu, and they say, Maisha Rabbeinu, except we see that our school of magic, wherever we learned that magic from, is not as efficient, maybe not as good. Not as we see that your magic is better. We want to join you. Amalei Kutcha Baruch Hu. So you see, the Zohar says not like Rashi, because he says Kutcha Baruch Hu says to Moshe, don't accept them. Now I shouldn't say Rashi doesn't agree with it. Rashi just says he didn't ask me. Hashem right away says they're coming to be accepted. Don't accept them. Amar Moshe, Mara Dalma, Master of the World, Hashem. Kivan the Chamu Gaburti Dilach Bainless Guru. What do you mean? They saw chamu is to see, right? When we chamu d'loy chami by chametz, what you see and you don't see. They saw your greatness. They want to be megayer. Why don't you want them to be megayer? Yachman gevurte b'chol yoyma every day. Binadim the lesser l'kabar minoch. And they realize that there's no other God except for you. So Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't wait for Hashem to respond. Hashem says, I don't want them. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, why not? They want to come and they kabbal on Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu accepts him as Gerim. Why are they called Erev Rav? Where does it come from? Erev Rav from? Zohar tells us where Erev Rav comes from. Elokol, Charsh, and Mitzrayim, Hayu, as we said. All of them were the magicians of Mitzrayim. Uvereshon, who are the leaders of these magicians? The two that we said before, Yanus and Yambrus. Uveshat Diyoimo. And this is what they used to do. Habi Avdi Tidirchar. In the afternoon, in the hours of the day, they would do their magic. What did they do? Look at the Zohar when they would do their normally when magic is done. A little of information for those that want to know when magic has its kayak, only in the afternoon. In the morning, there's no kayak of magic. That's what the Zohar says. Kol ilin charash and iloy and amistak, they would wait. Michinata shimsho, they would look at the sun. Misherusa the shei shayisumach, so they wait till 6.5 hours, really 6 hours, but they would wait till 6.5 because they know it's in the afternoon. And they would do their magic ad shirusa the teishavav till the time of 9.5. That was the Erev Rav Ravah. Those were the big magicians. That was Yanis and Yambrus because they were the leaders. Or Kolin and Chashin Zir and all the smaller magicians, they would do their magic mishirusa the teishav metza apalgis lilo. So they would start in teishav metza and they would do it later on going into the evening. Both of them would look at when the afternoon is. Oh, now we understand why they're called Erev Rav. Begin this like Erev Zeira. You have the Erev Zeira. The Erev Rav were Yambrus and Yanis, because they were the Erev. What's Erev? Erev. The afternoon. We have a new shot. Why are they called Erev Rav? Erev Rav is who were they? They were the magicians that worked only when in the afternoon, in the Erev. What time in the afternoon did they do the magic? 6.5 hours to 9.5 hours? So they were the Erev Rav who we're talking about. Avadu were Erev Zeira too. They were the smaller ones. The smaller ones would perform the magic later on in the day. You now understand why Rashi says, when did they come to Moshe Rabbeinu? No, Moshe's not here. When did they come to Aaron and say, we want to make the eagle? Bayaro, Amki, Baichis, Moshe. What did the magic say? Shei Shais. Why did they wait till the 6 hours? Because that's the only time they could do their magic is in the afternoon. So we see now why.
Aaron didn't know that.
We're going to see. We have to get to Aaron in a minute. What Aaron is what? So in the Sefer Zera Baruch, he says an unbelievable pshat. The Zera Baruch, no, Aaron had a whole cheshbon. We'll see. The Zera Baruch has an unbelievable pshat because if you look at first of all, there's another Zayir in Parshas Balak, the Yanis, the Yambris. When the Pasuk says there were 3,000, it means they were like 3,000. The Zayir again keeps on with this shot, and the Erev was Yonis and Yamris. Let's go to Makashchin. So to the Olam that want Mr. Shem, we're within 2 months of Pesach already. We can start talking about Pesach. So by the say if you want, you can say this over. The Chartumim couldn't stand in front of Moshe. Because of the Shchem. The Shchem was in the Chartumim and all Egyptians. Practice safe is where I didn't have room to put on the sheet because it's worth it to see it inside. Yeah, what does it mean that Chartumim could not stand in front of Moshe? What do you mean in front of Moshe? He couldn't stand in front of Paro. What's Moshe have to do with this? They were the Chartumim Mitzrayim, and they were there to try to copy whatever Moshe is doing. They couldn't stand in front of Moshe. It seems to be they could not. They were together with Moshe. Says the Zera Baruch, based on what we're saying here, beautiful shot. Zera Baruch was many years ago wrote the Sefer, but he says Lefi the Zayar. Did Hashem want to accept them? Hashem doesn't want to accept them. Hashem says, I don't want them. I know what they're all about. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, no, I want to accept them. So when they are now, they are Chartumim. Whose side are they on? They're not on Paro's side anymore. We see that you're greater than Paro. They now have converted to Moshe. But Hashem says, I don't want to accept them. If I don't want to accept them, so they were Lamoi Lifnei Moshe, but they ended up with Shchin. Why did they end up with Shchin? Because their conversion, Lufi Hashem, is not a conversion. I didn't want them. If the conversion is not a conversion, why by Makash Shchin? What happened after Makash Kenan, says the Zera Baruch? Once it's after Kenan already, the other, it should say by Aroi and Dever, that the Makah affected the Erev Rav, because Eretz is, what does the Gemara say? This is what the Zera Baruch says, such a beautiful shot. We're going to learn now in the Kli Yakar. Kli Yakar says that why should you not accept Geirim? Because Geirim are kosher kisapachas. What's a sapachas? A shchin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show the Erev Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu, that you're not included in Klal Yisrael, because kisapachas, you're going to get the sapachas, which is maka shchin. As we now head into the...
Why didn't Moshe pick it?
Moshe Rabbeinu, because he says, the Zohar said, the Mefarshim say, Moshe Rabbeinu says that we say in the land, what's going to be in the end of days? Everybody's going to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very similar to the Shlach Lecha by the Maragim. Hashem says, Shlach Lecha Midat, if you want it, you can do it. So Hashem says, yes, the Bechir, Moshe, I'm telling you, I don't want this. Moshe Rabbeinu says, right, and he still accepts, and he still does, right. Comes along the Kli Yakar says like this. Also the same idea. You can see how they're going with this mahalach. Kibay shesh Moshe. Yeah. Look at the Meirdik Kli Yakar to ask, how did Aaron get involved over it? So now, let's think over here. So we have these Erev, they're the Mechashmin. They now come to the Ego. What do they want to do over here? Let us Meirdik now. Moshe Rabbeinu is not here. Who is the only one that was on their side? Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem's not. But Moshe Rabbeinu is not here anymore. So the Kli Yakar fits, he doesn't say the Zayar, but look how beautiful it is with what we're saying, shot in the Kli Yakar. But Yankia Yadu Alehem. They knew, like we just said, Shalai Alu Mimitzrayim Al Pi Hashem. We did not, Hashem didn't want us. Ela Moshe Me'atzim, we know that. Oh, because how do we know that? Because we just said, we got Makash Shchin. That means we're not included in the Kli Yisrael. So they know that they're not only one who is on their side is Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do they do now? There's Pi Hashem Leishol, Moshe Nehmer. We just said Rashi says, Kishichis Amcha V'layami. Uluma Zeh Amar Moshe, Im Kain, as we just said Rashi, Lo Amoch Eich Rashem Yamecha, V'loi V'ami. V'choshu Shuair, V'loi Yitzi just said, Shem Leyavoi Moshe, if Moshe doesn't come back, Shem Yitzav Hashem, what's Hashem going to do? He's going to chase us away. Because Hashem didn't want us in the first place. We're stuck now. We're in the Midbar over here. What do we just say? Mamish, like the Kli Yakar says, Kikasha Geirim Li Yisrael Istapachas Umasha Lagir. I until now, oh, we had Moshe. So what do they have to do? We need another Moshe. We need somebody else. Who is going to be there for us? Okay, we have to go to Aaron, his brother. He's at Moshe's. But Moshe was not just backing them. Moshe was a magician. Right, we need someone like a Moshe Rabbeinu who's a magician. So look what the Kli Yakar says. That's a good child. He doesn't go into the Chor part. Maybe they thought that Chor had some kayak. But he said, Moshe lo yadana, rata lo yamar, lo yadana ba mech kaychi gadol. He vadai, Moshe Rabbeinu, hayu lo yitmunas eze kaychav, asher b'kaychav, he was using a star, We don't know what to do. What was Moshe Rabbeinu? What did Moshe Rabbeinu use? It must be his brother for sure knows. Okay, now the right is Shatasal and Oazid Moshem, Tsaib and Enel Benakachav. Masat and Hittai.
Really? You really didn't know Moshe to talk to Hashem?
No, no, they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu. They knew that. No, no, they knew that Moshe. They knew that Moshe. No, they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu talked to Hashem. But they still felt that Moshe Rabbeinu was using some with the kayaks of Tumah, he was able to produce miracles. That's what they thought. They knew that there's Hashem because they knew Hashem didn't want them. That's also, they knew that Hashem didn't want them. But Moshe Rabbeinu somehow was able to override HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, what he said. Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu must be someone who has a lot of kayach. Who else has a lot of kayach? Must be Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu must have some kayach. That's what they said. Right. Couldn't, right. Frank Olam Mepharshim at the end of the Ksava Kabbalah speaks about, so what does Aaron do? Aaron helps them out. How can Aaron help them out? He's helping them out. If this is, and so the Ksava Kabbalah, just only because I want to, well, gets into the according to what we're saying, it's a beautiful shot. Were the Erev Rav really accepted as Jews? No, so they're going. If they're really going, because Hashem doesn't want to accept them, what's the halacha? By going, they're allowed to believe in Shitos. They're allowed to believe that there's dual gods. It doesn't. We are not allowed to. They are allowed to, as the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah. So that's why Eila Leihacha, he asked the question, how does Aaron help them out? And he goes into the whole thing. You can see I put it on the sheet over there. The Kitzer, the Zohar goes on to explaining also and that's what Rashi says. Vayar Moshe Sam Kifaruahu. Kifaroya Aaron Lashimsa. Aaron was trying to separate their Rav. Aaron was of the opinion, we can't accept them either. I don't want them. So he did whatever he could do to get them to do. You can serve them. You're not Jews. Same idea. You're not Jews. You can go ahead and make your shittuf. It's okay. Bekitzer, we have to. This is the main part of the shir from this point and on. So we the Chartumim, we understand. We have the Zayar. We understand that they were never accepted in Klal Yisrael. But at the end, we have to understand, how did they ever even get to the, in order to become Jewish, you have to have something must have happened that they were ra'i, and that they were zaycha. Hashem said, don't accept them because I know what's going to happen. Moshe Rabbeinu does accept them. But what happened with these Arab prior to the days in Mitzrayim with Paroi, something we're going to see, and this I hope you'll say over Pesach, as we'll see, you'll say it it's in Agadat Arizal, Chiddush Gadol Arizal, which will help us better understand the Erev Rav. We begin with the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar asks the question, when Yosef in Mitzrayim is distributing food, so all the Egyptians are coming to him, and the Egyptians say, Moshe, we need food. Rashi says, I didn't put on the sheet, but Rashi says, all their own food rotted. So even if they had food at home, they had no choice. They have to come to Moshe Rabbeinu. What does Moshe Rabbeinu demand of them? You want food? You have to have a bris milah. What does he want to have? Yosef says, you have to have a bris milah. What do you need a bris milah? What does it need them to have a bris milah for? Give them the food. They need food. You want their money, take their money. Why is it necessary for them to have a bris milah? That's what the Mepharshim will ask. He wants them to become Jews. He's trying to convert the whole world. We fried by Shechem. They also, maybe they weakened them there. They were weaker. But what's going on over here? So the Klei Yakar says like this. Pirish Rashi. Pirish Rashi. Time and shall double why. We said last year we went to the Klei Yakar. We have to learn Klei Yakar. So today we're being Mekai in what we said. With this Klei Yakar, the Klei Yakar says like this. Arl is called Kharpa. And he brings a pasuk. As we just said, by Shechem. If someone doesn't have an Arab, it's a Kharpa. The Harav, when there's famine, it also says Kharpa Shnamar. So you see the word Kharpa. Cain, Chashav, Yosef fell. If I remove the cherpas ha'ayla, yaisem em cherp, yusam em cherpas ha'rav. Famine will move, will cease. Ki asaras ha'ayla, what's arla? That's the maestres. Ki asaras maestres ha'damem ha'savan ha'ipush. That's the extra. You're removing the extra skin. Rekivas ha'tvua, why does food rot? Agam kein, that's the maestres, that's the subsoils, that's the bark, that part of the food. So if I make them have a bris milah, I remove the cherpa, I remove the Maisarais, So Hashem will remove the Maisaras from the food, and that will remove the famine. So the reason why there was Bris Milah was to remove famine. So they all have a Bris Milah. Let's learn that the Shemesh Shmuel says in a few places. We're going to learn the one in Parashat B'Shalach, Tafrei Shayin Zayin. Once again, I put it in bold over here. You can save this for the save it. Comes the Lakutei Atar L'Arizal. Again, I saw it in the Shemesh Shmuel. Ki Elu Shehever Yosef. So Yosef goes ahead and takes these people and he puts them in cities, Gvul Mitzrayim, Ad Kotzev. Heim Oisim Shemol, B'Tel Tulam Mitzarfam, Lavnam Eloi Me'erev Rav. Who were, says the Arizal, the Erev Rav were who? They were the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu made have a Bris Milah. Oh, you have a Bris Milah? You have a connection to Judaism. You have a connection to Yiddishkeit. They therefore, and we're going to see right now the Arizal. It's an Arizal which is going to blow your mind because you're going to see over there the words that he writes and it brings desire. So he brings the Pirish Hagada of the Arizal. Shemesh Shmuel, the Maimar Holach Manya. So I almost say this in Holach Manya. Why did the Holach Manya Yachol Avasan of Arad Mitzrayim? Why did it all take place? Meisha Chasim Yosef Mitzrayim. Yosef went ahead and made a chasim with them through Bris Milah. Shneimer Holacham Zera Shegazar Lehem. He was geizer that they should have a Bris Milah. Garam. That was the whole cause. Sheilach Manya. Now we're in Golus Mitzrayim. You converted people that should never have been converted. The Avshem is Gairu. I am a Gair. He come up and look what happened over here. Yitzhak Masham Chazal, like we saw, Playakar, Kashim Garen Lisol Kisapachas, Shekol Hatzaroi Shaobu al Yisrael, Bitsir of Cheta Ego at Saif Hagolas Amara Zoif, at Ketimenu, is all because of the Erev Rav. Well, look what the Shemesh Shmuel says. Valkane, it's a Chet for Yosef. Valkane, Neshav, Yosef, Lachet, it's a Chet. Because Yosef, when I gave them a Bris Milah, because of the Bris Milah, they have to become the Erev Rav. Because they have the Erev Rav, we end up being in Golos Mitzrayim. Not only Golos Mitzrayim, but the Egel happened. Without Yosef giving them a Bris Milah, we never would have had the Egel. The only Egel happened because they had a Bris Milah. So Zayah tells us. So the Bris Milah is the cause of them to have a Shaychus of Klal Yisrael. The Shaychus of Klal. So who are the two people that had that helped out the Erev Rav? Yosef, because he gives them a Bris Milah. I'm not sure maybe. Those were the two people. Comes now, what's Yosef compared to Ashar, Bukhar Ashar HaDalai? Come the Erev Rav now, the two that got them into the to becoming Jewish were who? Yosef and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe's not here anymore, we don't have our Moshe. Who do you turn to if you don't have your Moshe? We got to go back to the one who brought us into this position in the first place. Who was it? It's Yosef. Bukhar Ashar HaDalai. What do they go ahead and make there? They make an eagle. Because the eagle is to say, listen, Yosef, you were the ones in Shemayim. Yosef, don't forget about us. You were the one. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. Now we have to go back to Yosef because it was Yosef's fault. He was the one. Okay, naturally, Yosef l'chet. Let's go back to it. Comes along the so Aaron Tikkuni Azayah.
That's why the
Shargah
got lost from
And that's why the Shar got lost. That was the chait. That's what he's saying. Yosef, we're considering it as a chait of Yosef. Oh, so Micha was also one of them. He was the one. He gave the right. That's going to go with that other mahalo. That's the second shot on Rashi, right? When I didn't bring that on the air of when we go. If you look at that Rashi, that's the second shot. We're going with the first shot on Rashi. No, he was one of the babies. But that's why that Rashi on number three on the sheet, I only brought one shot. The second shot was Micha. But this shot we're going now is the Erev Rav. So somebody got tied into this too. Right, he was a part of it too. Comes Moira Lik of Shot now. So let me say what I said yesterday when I spoke, a part of it, not the whole. I'm not gonna give you my whole share, my whole speech. But and then we're gonna go into the Tikkuni Azayir and the Olam I hope will the Olam that I said yesterday, although they were tired. What they did yesterday was they broke up the meal. It was like Erev Pesach. So they had the, because they couldn't use the hall anymore, so they had the meal until the chalv, and then they benched, and then they went to daven mincha, and then we came back to have the chalv. Who wants to speak at that time? Everyone was tired. It's 4 o'clock, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And of course, they put me up to speak at that time. So I figured, all right, they're going to have to say something that maybe will wake them up. So I told him I was like this. The Bas science says like this. The Chet of the Ego, we suffer until today. Chet Ego till today. That's what the Gemara says. We learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin. If you, this Pashup said, how we always learn. If you trip and someone hurts themselves, so the pain, and the tzar is a little bit of a kapara for the ma'aseh. That's the Gemara that we learn. However, the Bas Zion says differently. Before Mashiach comes, we're still suffering because of the ego. We have to be mechaper for this ego. What happened when the ego happened? Tumma comes down to the world. There was tremendous amounts of tumma. What was that tumma today that it affects us today as we're closer to the days of Mashiach? So we look at the word ego. Ayin is our eyes. Today the world is immoral. There's no kedusha of marriage. We don't know anymore who's, you know, you can't, the words we can't even say. I said the other day a word, and they say, you're not allowed to say that word. You're going to get in trouble anymore. You can't say the word transgender anymore. You're going to get in trouble because now you can't, you're the rehi, you're a she. The whole world is immoral now. Arise, we see the ego more than ever. Gimel is gezel. An ego, gimel's gezel. It's more stealing. I don't follow as much as others do, but I know every week there's another Ponzi scheme. And every week there's some more money that's being stolen. So today we have more gezel than ever. That's the gimel. And lamed of ego is lashon hara. So much lush gossip, and there's more gossip and more. So today we're suffering from the ego. That's what we're suffering. How do we counter that? What are we supposed to do to counter the arayas, the gezel, and the lashon hara? We have to look at the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Al shloish shedvara ma'ila ma'imid. The world stands on three things. What are the three things that the world stands on? So now we have to see al avoida. That's the ayin in egel. Avoid this tefila. What's the second one? Gemilas chesed. We have to do chesed. And what's the lamed? It's limud hatayra. So to counter the egel that was the tumma that came down that we have till today, and we're suffering more today than even then because of the error of Rav. Because of that tumma, we have to work on our avoida. Our gemilas chesed and our limud hatayra. Of course, I spoke a little bit about the cost, and I said merit. I didn't go into the world today. This arayas means that there's no sanctity of marriage anymore. The marriage doesn't mean anything. You can get divorced. It became an accepted practice over there. There's no holiness to it. So it has to come through the ayin, which is avoided through tefillah. It said ayin and ayin. How do we count the ayin? It's through our tefillah. Talk about how the parents, the grandparents of the chassan, how much tefillah went in, and how there's a. We're guaranteed that this marriage is going to be a successful marriage. Mitzvah. Anyway, so we have the ego. Comes now, this is my introduction to the Olam here, to the Tikkuni HaZayah. What did I ask you before? We have two minchas. We have a mincha gitayla, and we have a mincha ketana. What are we trying to do? Which tefillah did the Gemara say we learned in the Sefer's Brachos is the tefillah, which is the most important tefillah in Eliyahu HaNavi we see, and for those that... I would have been here, I would have told you, look at the Haftarah. We spoke about the story of Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel. When did that whole story take place? In the afternoon. When did the Egel take place? In the afternoon. Learning the Gra now, Olam is, with the way we're learning now, the Gra is sweet as honey. Look at the Gra. Says Azai. Lifnei, second line in the last one on this side. Lifnei, what's Pshat? He brings that over here. Erev Rav, same way we've seen the four last words on the line. Erev Rav Yisrael, Shemaschilin Lishlai. When did the Erev Rav have a kayak? We saw Mechatzai Sayon. What's the mincha? Zman Yitzchok. Shchein is chilu Erev. When did the Erev Rav start to do the Egel? Last is Egel v'sheish. V'zeo Erev Rav. What's Erev Rav? Sheshnei Aravim Hein. As we said, you have the Rav and you have the Zira, the large and the small. Check in on. You know why we have two minchas? We have a mincha gedayla and a mincha ketana. Shenemar bein harabayim between the two Arabs. The erev Rav Maskil, the erev Rav, the Rav ones. They're mechatzai sayon. Zman mincha gedayla. The erev nikra hakol misitra delhain. That's this. They're the toma kinatzu tzol erev. When the evening begins. Lashon Arvubia, Kamash Kashav Erev, the Vuhu, and he goes into Yitzchak. It's the Karasad. So why do we have two minchas? We're being misakein the chait to the ego that happened with the Erev Rav and the Erev Zira. So we have the mincha gedayla, we have the mincha ketana. So those paiskin that say, oh, you should have a mincha gedayla, makes a lot of sense. Mincha gedayla is to counter the yambrus and the yamas, who are the ones who started the ego. So we're trying with our mincha to be mechaper for the chait to the ego. That's why mincha, through our avoida, this is what I was saying, through our avoida, which is tefillah, our limud haTorah, and our gemilas chesed, we're counting what time of the day is it the most, that tefillah can be accepted. It's mincha time. We have the inyan, therefore, of Erev, of Vayikir, of Tzarayim, and we have the inyan of the Erev, the Bein Harabayim. It's between the two Erevs, the Erev Rab and the Erev Zuta. And that is the inyan of the Egel. And that's what we're till today. We're trying to be mechaper for the chet of the Egel. If you look at the psukim and look at the next sheet, you will see over here that that's why the whole, when does Eliyahu Navi want to show the magicians that they have no magic in the afternoon? Because that's normally when they would have. So I put on, just if you look in the psukim over there, we read in the Haftarah yesterday, Vikos Aparashan Aslam, Yasavik Vishem Abal. So first, Mea Baikar et Sarv Lamar, he said there's no kayak to them, comes the afternoon. He waits till the afternoon because in the morning they don't have magic anyway. You see in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, now they're all going to know it's Hashem because the Aneni Hashem. What does Rashi say? If you look at the Rashi, Aneni Hashem. But Shelo Yoimru Maisik Shafim Hain. That was the whole point. It was in the afternoon. Because that was one thing that I wanted to share with Dailam. Then we're learning in the daf. I wanted to share with the Ayla just for a minute. If you have time, you can, I put it all on the sheet because I knew I wasn't going to have time. But there's a Mayradika Yalkut Shmaini. We're learning the Gemara now in Bamatia. Shaimar Zimatala is that I'm a Kula Shali. Is that I'm a Kula Shali? So what's the mission? The mission says Yachalaiku. What would be the din? I asked the Ayla, what would be the din if each one of them says to the other one that the whole thing belongs to you? What would the din be then? You know, you picked it up first. And the other one says, no, you picked it up first. What's the din then? The mission only talks about where each one says the whole thing belongs to me. What happens if each one is going to be and say, you know, no, it's really yours. And the other one says, no, it's really. What would the din be? So we're going to learn a Yalkut Shmaini. And again, I don't know if we'll have time, but if you have time afterwards, I'll try to do the best I can so you can say this over also. This was my backup speech, but when I saw yesterday I was speaking so late, I didn't use this speech, but maybe I'll share with the island what I was going to say. So we're going to learn here the Alexander Mukdim Azul. The Medrash is in, try again, very difficult words over here. I'll do the best. Rav Shimshon Pinkus does explain the Yalkut Shmaini in Hebrew. So we will, I'll read it to you and then we'll explain it. Alexander Mukdim Azul Agabi Malka Katya. There was a king called Katya. He was a king, Malka Katya, name of the place. Lebasa, and this place was behind the Harei HaChoshech. Why did Alexander go there? Nothing timeless. So Katya hears Alexander's coming out there. He carries with him a lot of gold. The guy Disik did have many, many loads of gold. So Katya says to Alexander, do you think I need money? I think he says over here, do you need money? In other words, Katya comes out with money. He says, do you think I need money? Do you think I need your money? Why are you coming here then? You don't need my money. Why are you here? So Alexander said, I want to see how you judge. What are your dine tyra like? Alexander says, let me see. I heard you have an interesting dine tyra. One day, so Alexander's sitting there, sitting in a dine tyra by Katya. Yosef gabe osa chad barnosh, a person comes. Kabbal al Chabrei Amar, and each one says like this: Hadin Gav Rezavanli. This person sold to me Chada Kilkalta. So I put it down over there on the sheet. You can see what it says over here. I bought a field, Bashkachis, and in the field I find Begave Simto Kilkalta. I see that there's a treasure, but I didn't buy the treasure. Simto Lezavinta. Bahu Amar, and the other one says, no, you did buy it. Let's read Rav Shimshon Pinkus. He explains very simply what these words mean. And I found an oitzer, but it doesn't belong to me. I only bought the field and I did not buy the treasure. I want to give it back. And the other one said, no. Why? Because when I sold it to you, I sold you everything inside. Because what are each one saying? The treasure belongs to you. The other one says, no, the treasure. Look at what happens over here. Unbelievable. Amar Le, Katya has to judge the case. She says to one of them, you have a son. Amar Le, Bar Delcha, you have a boy. Amar Le, Amar Le, Lachrisi, Islay Brat, you have a daughter. Amar Le, okay, good. Let them get married. They'll get married, and they'll have it, and then they'll split. We'll give it to them. That's what Katya says. Alexander hears this. Couldn't believe this. So Katya says to him, how would you have judged this? Amar Le, Ilu Habi Gabaychon, what would your entire look like? Alexander says, I would kill them both. Kaplan Day, and the king would take the treasure. That's what Alexander says. So Katya says, let the children get married and let them split it. And what does Alexander, what's Pshat? Kill him? Are you going to go kill him? So the Alkit says, oh, so what happens then? So Katya says to him, you're going to kill them? He says, do you have rain by you? We have rain. Do you have the sun? We have the sun. Says, do you have animals? We have animals. And the Yalkut says that Al-Katsi says, well, all I can tell you is when it rains and the sun comes out, it's because of your animals. It's not because of you. Alexander, you don't know how to judge. So what's Alexander? What was he thinking? Alexander's thinking that you should kill them both and I should keep the treasure? So Rav Shimshon Pinkus says, and it's just, and this is such an important insight, and talk about marriage and talk about why, what's the difficulties in the marriages today. Alexander was brilliant. He says, every person has a job. We all work. We're working to make money. If you go to the bakery, that's the example that he uses, a lot of effort went into this bread. You have to plow the field. You have to plant the seeds. You have to cut the wheat. Each person, do you think they were doing it because they were thinking about others? They're thinking about themselves. I need to make money. Every one of us goes to work to make money. Am I going ahead and doing a business deal because of the other? I'm doing it for myself. Alexander saw that in this country, everyone's thinking about the other. They're not thinking about themselves. A country like that can't survive. How do you have a country? If everybody's thinking about the next and they're not thinking about themselves, then how are you going to have bread? Why would you make bread if you're not living for yourself? Rav Shimshon Pinkus, therefore, it says that Alexander says they're a Meir B'malchus. If you can have everybody living in the country and everybody's not working for themselves, there's no drive. Why would you have a drive if you're working for somebody else? I don't know drive. If I want to make money, I'm going to use the money. I have a drive. I'm making money to give it to somebody else. I'm thinking about somebody else. No one, the world can't survive like that. And it's true. He says, the world can't survive. Everybody has to be selfish to some extent. When Alexander saw this, he says, that in my country, I would have killed them both because if people are going to live their lives like this, the world can't survive. Katya says to him, and if you look, he says that's very good, maybe in your world, in a Hanami. And it's true. Maybe on an individual level, that's what it has to be. But in our country over here, after they live selfishly, when it comes to money and it comes to other people's money, and it comes to the question of the gezel we spoke about, and it comes to how to deal with chesed with others, there you have to think about the other one. And so what's the answer? Make them shuffle. Says of Shimshon Pinkus, and you see over here, this is how you have to live your life. Ham Darashi says, Binyan Shalom Bayis. You have a husband and a wife, and I see this all the time. Because they come to me, and each one is going to say, I'm doing what I have to do. Look at how much I do. I help out with the kids. Look at how much I do. How much I do. And the other one says, well, I do the laundry. Everyone's saying about themselves. Oh, you're going to live like that? What does our Mishnah say? Yachloiku. Oh, you have nothing. You'll have half the kids. But what do you do? No, you have to look at your wife and say, everything I have is you. Kula shalach, like Katsi. What happened over here? What happens? You become a partnership, and then you have a children where they can divide up the treasure. So that's what Rav Shimshon Pinkus says. Then you say shalom bayis, and that's the site of the machtes hashekel. He says it's an inyan of a shutvis. Adam sha'aymer lebayrei oylam. You have to say it, Hashem. It's all you. Hashem says, if you say it's all me, I say it's all you. Oh, then we become a shutiv. If it's all ani, it's all me, shnayim oichz and vitalis, and we're going to say it's all mine, and the other one says it's all mine, then you have your yachloiku. Say the answer to my original question, then kula shalach, the kula shalach, then we both own the whole thing. Because then we'll have a shutvis, as he says, that's the inyan of the machtes hashekel.